guy. Well, this is a really, really funny day, or it has been a funny week. Welcome to the cordial podcast. I am sorry for my voice. I am struggling through a really bad flu. Cold. I am struggling. Let me tell you, I am struggling. I am struggling. Even recording this, I thought of postponing this episode, but I think that would have really done a number on me, because it wouldn't really put in the consistency in the work that I'm trying to do. And so I decided, yeah, let me do it. Yeah, because it's just talking, and I still have my voice, thanks to God. As I've started, it has been a really a really rough week. And I don't know where to start from, but I was still debating whether to do this, but anyway, we are going to do it. So welcome to the Cordial Podcast. This is obviously episode six, and I am grateful, as always, to be here. I am grateful to have a voice. I am grateful for this opportunity that I have, or we have, to have another conversation. And from episode five, we were talking about reflection, and I said it will be a two-part series, might be a third, I don't know, we will see where it goes. But this is the second part of self-reflection or reflection. And even before we dive in into that, as I've said, my week has been really, really, really tough, because when I was recording the other podcast, I can proudly say I went back to the gym. That was last week. Oh wait, I really forgot about something important. The timestamp. Well, today is the Friday. Hey, Kizungu. Today is the 19th of January. Manze, tumevukisha halfway through this month, and it is on a Friday evening. Manze, it is 8:44. And so as I continue with my story, I went back to the gym. Well, my body is still sore, because we wadao ni mambo ya kuinua chuma hapana si mchezo bwana. But anyway, we must put in the work. I am very proud to say that I went back to the gym. Trying to do a regular routine of 3 days per week, because of course, hey, economy wadao. Economy, manze. And I went back and to realize this guy decided to change ownership, and wadao pesa imeongezewa. And so I had to make the decision to switch to 3 days per week. You know, I would have wanted 5 days, because that would have really helped me out. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But I am glad, as I've said, my feet are sore, my thighs are sore, my shoulders are sore, and finally, my throat is very sore. Najaribu kunywa maji, nimetoka kunywa lita moja tu sahi ya maji moto. Nimetumia menthol plus and everything. So yeah, but we are here. And so it has been a really funny week, because when that week was ending, I started the gym, and then I was finally tasked with going to my brother's school, high school, that is. There was a meeting. This meeting's for wazazi, isn't it, Angwanini? AGM, yeah. So when I was going, actually, it actually hit me that when I was in high school, I was like, you know, as a firstborn, as a firstborn in a family of many siblings, I have six, imagine six. When I was in high school, I was thinking, man, when I get out, I want to be visiting my brothers when I'm out, you know. I want to be the one who goes to school, because personally for me, I didn't have a really, I can't say all my visitings in high school were that good. And so I was planning on how I wanted it to be better for my younger siblings. And so when I was doing this, my brother is in Form 4. So I realized I have never actually done it. And it really hurts me to say that, because that's one of the plans that I thought I could make, you know, and actually do it. But you just never know where life will take you. You never know. You just never know where it will take you. And so that was the first meeting. And then today, actually, this Friday also, there was another meeting now for the Form 4s. Is it my academic, whatever? Imagine, I think schools have their different ways of doing things. And I actually laughed, because in my brother's school, watu waliamua. Ati students wanafaa kukuja na nini? Izilitakwaje? Ati exercise book, ati wazibebe zote. Wakuje nazo, ati wazibebe nazo. As we got to talk to the teacher, to the class teacher. And I found it funny, because why would you carry all those books and then not refer to them at all? Well, it is quite clear that there is a lot that needs to be changed in the education system. That's a unique case again, but my test out. Anyway, I know whoever is listening to this, najua asote tume tumehepa hiyo stage ama tulichapishwa yetu na tukatoka. But anyway, as I've said, it has been a really, really long week for me. I also have been busy kidogo, just a development in my life. I got we opened a shop just at home, of selling our furnitures. It has been years before we actually got a shop, and we actually got one. Well, it is a partnership as of now, just to see how things are going, and I won't complain. The first week has been great. The sales have been great for a start, and I just hope it will be successful. And so I am glad to be having something else that keeps me busy as I continue with this tamakin of looking for an internship. Now, when it after internship. But anyway, time has passed. So to cut the story short, these are stories at Jabba. We will go directly to self-reflection part 2. And what I want us to talk about today is, you see, when we were talking about self-reflection last week, when you think about it, when having that conversation about self-reflection, you actually come to realize that there is also an aspect of it that actually needs to be instilled in you, and that is what we're going to talk about today, and that is self-awareness. You know, self-awareness. I know you've had this word being said by a lot of people, you know, from psychologists to journalists to many people, you know, even maybe you've used it a couple of times. But for me, when I first heard this word, I was like, wow, okay. So somebody came up with this word. With what meaning exactly? What exact meaning do they have for it? And of course, you can go to Google, check out everything, you know, try to understand it. But as I'm sitting here, or as I've been sitting and thinking about this episode, self-awareness for me is just knowing a lot of things. Not things that are external, but things that are internal for you. That's why it starts with self, because it is you now having an introspection of what you do, how you do things, how you think, how you process your thinking, how you process your words, how you process everything that just makes you you. And more people are talking about this self-awareness journey or self-awareness key. And I'm out here thinking, do people actually realize that self-awareness is just more than just talking about it? Because if we were that serious in self-reflection as a society, as different communities, then I think the world would have been a better place. And I have to confess something. I have a really, really bad addiction, but I really love this reality dating shows, because they really make me laugh. I do not know about you, but they really make me laugh. You know, like, I don't know if you've watched Are You The One? That's what I've been recently watching, unfortunately. Trying to run away, but hey, they're just making me laugh. You know, those kinds of dating shows where different people are brought in, OCG, there's an algorithm that has been used for people to find their perfect match, OCG, nini. Well, me to be, I think it's funny to actually trust in an algorithm made by somebody to find your match. But anyway, when I'm looking at these shows, I'm always glued to them because of how people express themselves. And I try as much as possible not to think that these things might be scripted as much. But I try to look at it, even if they're scripted, there's somebody who went in behind and actually did some studying to check how people react to different cases. And if it's natural, then I really think that it's natural, and it's really telling of how people actually behave when they're in certain relationships, and how they handle conflict, and how they handle their conversations with people. And so when we're talking about self-awareness and how you think about yourself and what you do, I've been here for the past like 2 or 3 years. I've been really, really introspecting on my life and a lot of things that I've been doing that are, of course, helpful or not helpful, things that are really just things that actually compound me. You know, like, you can say Mungai is this and this, Mungai thinks this way, Mungai, you know, talks this way. Ikizungu siyango now. Ikizungu niya podcast. But anyway, yeah, I've been thinking a lot, and I've been trying to change a lot, because it all starts in the mind. It all starts with that. And I realize that when you're starting this journey of self-awareness at first, you have to actually admit that it is not going to be a pretty journey. It is not going to be a bed of roses tea that you're going to enjoy, because you have to look at your experiences, at your past. You have to look at things and decisions that you made that weren't as good as you would love to, and maybe think of what you would have done better. But at the end of the day, you have to accept that that is the past, and you have a future to be worried about, and also not worried, but you have a future to build. And sorry for that, actually, you have a future to build, and you have a present to actually care about. And so when Mungai was thinking about many things, you know, you start looking at your life and you start wondering, what if I made this decision? What if Mungai decided to actually go for something at this particular age? What if? You know, those questions that you ask yourself when you're 25 years. Hata nashindwa niaje na cheka hapa na hii homa na nikula kichwa na mwili. But yeah, so I've been thinking about that. And you actually even have to check your genes, like where you come from, you know, where you've been raised, how you've been raised, and all these things. And you have to put in mind that you didn't choose, you have to accept that you didn't choose where to be born, but you were born there. And I think the main goal of self-awareness is to actually come out of such cocoons where you have to do things because that is how you were born, or this is where I was born and this is how we do things. Because as we talked about last episode, we have to build communities that actually help each and every one of us in everything that we do. And self-awareness helps with that, actually. It helps completely. Because once you learn from, I didn't want to use this word, but once you learn from your traumas, you learn from your decision-making that weren't so good, that were so good, you know. Once you learn from that, then you know how to make better decisions when it comes to your future. Then you actually realize even the micro decisions that you make, you know, when you wake up and you decide, no, today I'm not going to do my bed or do the laundry, you know, that micro decision will actually affect you. Ukiamua kusnooze your alarm, my friend, you have to realize that every micro decision comes to a major decision, or a decision and then a major one, you know. And it starts from there, those two small decisions. That is where I think self-awareness actually comes out. Once you realize that these micro decisions is a process towards you, maybe having a routine or just you. It makes you, you. I love using that phrase. It makes you, exactly. And so when you become self-aware, I don't think there's an end, by the way, to self-awareness, that journey, because it is an ongoing process, because you're living each and every day. You have probably different experiences and different interactions with people, different conversations, and so it is a continuous process. And so when you're talking about self-awareness, you know, you have to actually sit down, you have to actually know that this process is going to take a bit of time, and you have to go through it. You have to go through every single thing that makes you. And so, as I've said, Mungai has been on that journey, still on that journey. A lot of I need Jesus. There's a lot of things I need to change. But I'm glad I have been on that journey. I'm glad that I've come to realize where I've come from, my genes, my parents, how they were raised. Even if I don't have the full information, I usually get kidogo, but all this information I've been grateful to have, because now it makes me think, it makes me know where I want to go to. And one of the things, actually, I decided when I was in, that was last year when it was starting. For a long time, I have been really, really, really cautious on wanting to say I want a family. Because, of course, yeah, my experience hasn't been that good with families, or knowing what a healthy family is, unfortunately. And I just realized that if I want that, I'll have to actually go to someone and talk to them about it. And there's no better person to talk to than God. Yeah, I'm actually going to admit that. Because for me, as I've said in previous episodes, I have the Christian faith, and I was just looking at some of the verses that I actually have never really sat down and thought about them completely. Ati ukae chini ufikirie kabisa. And there was a verse I was talking about in the first episode, or was it the second one, about love and what love is. And I just realized the Bible has answers to everything. And so I might not know, or I might not have experienced what healthy means, but I want to create healthy for me. And I realized, if I can't be healthy for myself, then how exactly am I going to be healthy for somebody else and make a family and call it healthy? And you see, so that's where self-awareness comes in, and you realize there's a lot you need to fix. I will have to admit even right now that before even coming to that decision, I thought I was good. I thought Mungai would Mungai is a good guy. I actually thought that, but I'm not. I really have a lot of flaws that I need to work on. Yeah, to just make myself healthy, to make my thoughts healthy before I even consider bringing somebody into my life. Yeah, I won't lie, I've had talking stages. I've had talking stages. Ningejuaje mimi niko na flaws. Ningejuaje niko na mashida hivi if it's not for people or the interactions that I've had that pointed out some flaws in me. And as I said, 2023 was a really 2023 nilifunzo. Wee, wadao nilifunzo. Mnasikia character development. Hiyo sasa mimi nilienda yangu person. But anyway, away from that. So I've been thinking a lot on what exactly I want to be. And I think in the second episode, I talked about the kind of man I would love to be. And yeah, I'd love to be a family man. I'd love to be that man who actually stands and says he's a man and he takes care of his family. So I really hope I get to live out that dream of becoming a family man and a husband and, of course, a father. Imagine. So it took me a while before I actually accepted what a man is supposed to be. And it is a journey I have to study on. It is a journey I have to really put in much effort to know things, to know how other things work, and that involves conversations with people who are in that stage of calling themselves men, you know, even the people who actually don't fit that profile, because I have to learn from what kind of decisions they made for them to turn out the way they turned out, either good or bad. And I hope that actually gives you a view of something. Like, even if you want to become a good woman or a good wife or a good career woman, you know, there are things you have to actually work on. And by the way, one thing I learned, by the way, ni mambo ya ukiachwa ama mkiachana na mtu unaanza kuwekelea the other person the initangwa nini unaekelea the other person all the problems and all that. I started admitting to myself, even when I'm telling people, I say, yeah, we stopped talking because I did this and this and this, you know. I stopped looking at the other person. I stopped putting blames on other person. I decided to do it on myself, on the things that I actually was being told that this needs to be worked on. And I decided I'm going to work on that. And so I hope it becomes a successful journey. I hope even me having this candid conversation with my phone that it gets to somebody's ears and minds, and they actually sit down and think of what they're going to do. And as I said, 2024 has to be the year for us. It has to be the year of change. It has to be the year of success and a lot of things. And success starts in your mind, starts with your thoughts, starts with every micro decision that you make. You get me, innit? But yeah, that is all. That is all. You know, talking about easy mambo, the self-awareness. There was one episode I watched of Are You The One? I don't remember what season. And there was actually some toxic guy. Wacha tutumuite toxic. And this guy actually said he's self-aware. He knows his issues, but he's not going to work on them. And so, even as we sit here and try to look at the positive aspects of self-awareness, there's also the negative side of it. And the negative side of it is you actually knowing that you have an issue or a flaw, and you knowing that you can work on it and you have time to work on it, but you decide not to. You decide, I will live life the way I've lived because it benefits me. Well, it might be benefiting you in your own view, but you're actually hurting interactions and conversations that you're having with people. You're hurting relationships that are supposed to be built on a fair ground, a level ground. And so it's a really, really tough journey, because even for me, I must admit that even in this journey, there came a time that such thoughts came to me, like, I can't change these things. I can't change myself. So why continue this journey? But I said, no, if I continue entertaining these thoughts, then there will be no progress, you know, and it will be a waste of time. And so I decided, no, we are not going to be toxic by thinking you can't change. Let me be put 6 feet under, knowing that I tried my best until the last very second to become a better person. You get? Yeah. And so when we are talking about this self-reflection, self-awareness, all these things, I hope this conversation brings to you a point of view where we actually have to learn more about ourselves. We have to dig in deeper. We have to take in the tools and work on ourselves, you know. Do everything possible so that you might make the best out of yourself, you know. I love Jordan B. Peterson, because there was a video I saw on YouTube and he was saying many people, when asked about a significant other, sorry for diverting, by the way, when people are asked what kind of significant other they want, they say trustworthy, they say these things, you know, I want a loyal person and all that. And the question he put out is, why not you become that person and let now your character attract somebody who's the same as you? You get? Do you get that? Like, we need to stop asking of things that we are not. If you know deep inside yourself that you are not this and this, then stop asking for it, because you won't get it. You will never get it. Because I think when it comes to character, I think people attract what they are, however much hard that is to swallow. That pill, it is very hard to swallow. That you actually attract what you are, or something that is similar to you. So if you want that healthy relationship, God went to Gani. Work on yourself. Work on those things. Work on those interactions and conversations that you have. Work on those things. And you might actually be having a testimonial in a couple of years and say, I did this work and I got this and I got this and I got this. Well, Munga is going to be one, because hey, what is the essence of this podcast? Kama siwaambi testimonial. But anyway, yeah, that is self-awareness, you know. So today's podcast has been a little bit longer, and I actually didn't think I would have much to talk about, but clearly I have a lot to talk about when it comes to self-awareness. But I'm going to actually sit down and branch it to another episode, which we will do later on, probably in a month's time, God willing. But yeah, I love that this conversation started here. And I think we are off to a great start. And so thank you very much for listening in. Thank you. I am really, really grateful for each and every one of you who have tuned in. I wish I could, you know, mention your names, all of you guys who give me reviews. I am grateful. I am really grateful. And as I always say, if this is actually content that resonates with you, please feel free to share. This voice is not only meant for you. Yeah, and these conversations are really meant for each and every community in the world right now. So yeah, feel free to share. And so thank you very much for tuning in. This has been episode 6, and obviously we are the Cordial Podcast. Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning in. Is it thinking in me? But yeah, we must be grateful, man. We must be grateful. Yeah, so see you next time. I hope you have a splendid week. I hope your weekend is fine, or your week is fine at whatever time you're listening in this to. Thank you. Thank you for each and every comments that I'm getting. And yeah, see you next time. And yeah, definitely the voice will be better. Ihomo itakuime talk. So for me, it's a good night, good day, good week, good weekend for you. Bye.